Michigan on a gain of 6. It's going to be the 9th catch, 97 receiving yards today now for Vinny Anthony.
Really finding a way to get him the football. And, you know, Michigan, they are blitzing. And our running backs, I'll be curious, talk to the running back coach after to see. Really nice job, I think, of doing just getting their nose in there and giving it just enough time to let Simmons get rid of that football. There was a nice play to Vinny Anthony.
Yep, Devin Spaulding, the running backs coach, doing good work with his guys. As Simmons back to throw, and he'll throw it out to Jaquel Crowdis inside the 40-yard line, and he gets popped out of bounds by T.J. Guy, the edge dropping back. The coverage, third down and 4 for the Badgers of the Michigan 33.
Well, if nothing else, you're down 17, that's 3 scores. The defense needed a blow, and this offense had not been able to sustain much really since that first drive of the game. And here you're starting to see some things. You're moving the football, picking up first downs, and here we have a third and manageable here for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Third and 4 at the Michigan 33-yard line. Trips to the right. Dylan Jones, the running back. Now Vinny Anthony starts to motion toward the formation. Simmons gets the shotgun snap, back to throw, looking, fires. It is incomplete. I think he wanted Anthony there. And the pass well off target. Fourth down and 4 at the 33 of Michigan with 6:55 remaining.
Yeah, and the third down, now 3 of 12 for the Wisconsin Badgers. That was something, obviously, that first drive, we were able to pick a couple up. Stan, I'll tell you what, I've been watching Emerson Mandel over at right tackle, young player. I really like the way he's competed today. He has gotten a lot of one-on-one battles, and he won that one there. Did a great job of just fighting and competing, holding off his guy.
Anthony wide left, Kekahuna slot right, Jaden Ballard wide right, 4th and 4, Wisconsin, the Michigan 33. A little pressure coming. Simmons throwing left side. Nice catch, Grant Steck. Woo! Inside the 30 and down to the 25-yard line. They'll mark at the 26. Grant Steck, the redshirt freshman out of Sleepy Hollow, Illinois, showing some soft hands when he absolutely had to have it.
Yeah, you said it. You needed it there. And a little bit of pressure right up the middle there by Michigan. Had to get rid of it. Threw it out there. And Steck just one-handed was able to secure that and pick up a big first down.
At the Michigan 26-yard line. Trips to the right. Pistol formation. Jones the running back. Simmons will give it to Jones inside the 20-yard line, and he'll battle his way down to the 19 on a gain of about 7. And with that, the Badgers are in the Case IH red zone. Visit caseih.com/Badgers. 2nd and 3 at the Michigan 19.
Yeah, really good job just up front. Pedanko is able to kind of maul his guy down to the ground. It's always fun when you can look up and you have your land on top of a guy, and Dylan Jones cuts right off of you. That's a good feeling as an offensive lineman.
5:50 remaining, 24-7 Michigan. Badgers on the move, 2nd and 3 at the Wolverines' 19-yard line. Mason in motion to the right, comes back the other way. Simmons will feed it to Darion Dupree, and he gets thrown back rudely. Eno Etta on the defensive line, one of those big dudes they roll in there in the interior of the Michigan defense, a 320-pounder. They'll spot it. Let's see. At the 17 of Michigan, third down, a little more than a yard to go.
Yeah, Etta did a really good job of just beating Riley Malman's block, a little down block, and had he been able to secure that, the rest of the edge was picked up. Unfortunately, wasn't able to.
High backs, play fake, Simmons looking, throws to the left side, another nice catch, this one from Jackson Aker on a shin-high pass inside the 15. Aker steps out of the 12 of the far side, first down Wisconsin, with 5 minutes remaining.
Yeah, you said it. That was pressure in Simmons' face there, and he has to get rid of the football. It's just a little fullback leak route down at his shoelaces. He's actually backing up as he's rolling, and he was able to catch it and keep moving if he was able to secure it.
And a stoppage here. Michigan using a timeout, first charge timeout of the half for Michigan.
The nose of the ball looked like it rubbed a little turf, but did he secure it?
If he has control, can hit the turf if the offensive player has control. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
It'll be first and 10 Wisconsin at the Michigan 12-yard line. There is no review going on.
I didn't even see the screen out there. That was, it even, after you see it on replay again, is even more impressive. To be running backwards and a throw low, right at your shoe tops, the ball did kind of right graze right on the turf, but he had it secured and not even going to take a look at it, which we like.
So here we go. First and 10, Wisconsin at the Michigan 12. Baker motions into the backfield. Dupree back there as well. Shotgun snap to Simmons. He'll fake the handoff to Aker, rolling right and throwing it in the dirt in the vicinity, though, of Darion Dupree. So no grounding. TJ Guy bolting into the backfield, pressuring the quarterback. Second and 10 for the Badgers at the Michigan 12-yard line.
Yeah, really smart play there. You know, you could say a lot. I think this, for Simmons to come into this environment, I think he's really handled himself well there. That was a pressure where it could have been a strip sack. A lot of bad things could have happened. Saw it, got rid of it, didn't ground the football, got rid of it, lived to play another day.
Second down and 10. Kekahuna motions left to right. He, Mason, and Anthony out to the right. Simmons gets the snap, looking, sets, throws over the middle, caught by Lance Mason, down to the 5-yard line of Michigan. Troy Bowles, the linebacker, makes the stop. And it's third down and 3 after that 7-yard connection. Third and 3 at the Michigan 5.
And Michigan had 5 or 6 guys up at the line of scrimmage. Emerson Mandel fighting to just give him just enough time to get rid of that football to Mason. And another good throw out of harm's way. And you set up another manageable third down here on this drive.
Coming up on 4 minutes remaining. Michigan leads 24-7. Good drive in progress for the Badgers. Third and 3 at the Wolverines 5. Simmons under center. And there's pre-snap movement. Penalty markers fly. It looked like the right side of the Wisconsin offensive line got up early.
Yeah, it looked like Kadanko just went a smidge early on that one.
False start. Offense. Number 73. 5-yard penalty. Third down.
That'll be the 5th penalty against Wisconsin. 35 yards. Michigan penalized just one time. Michigan's been really good in recent years at not being penalized. Matter of fact, 2 years ago when they won it all, they had the fewest penalty yards per game in the country. And just one infraction here today. So it's 3rd down and 8 for the Badgers at the Michigan 10. Simmons breaks the huddle, gets his guys up to the line of scrimmage. Ballard out to the left. Two receivers to the right. Benny Anthony in the slot, motions to the left. Simmons gets the snap, back to throw, under pressure, and sacked. Derek Moore getting to the Wisconsin quarterback on a big loss on 3rd down. They will mark it at the 23-yard line. And on 4th and 21, no real other choice than to try to kick and get 3 out of it.
Yeah, just a little bit of leakage in the middle there between the center and right guard. And Michigan did a line stunt. They slanted and beat Kadanko across his face. And there's another rusher. That was no chance there for Simmons to make a play. Wisely didn't turn it over. Try to get this thing to a 2-score game.
Nathaniel Vakos, 2 out of 4 this season. 40-yard try, straight shot, kick is away, and the kick is good. Vakos from 40 yards away. We'll keep it here with 2 minutes and 43 seconds remaining. It's now Michigan 24, Wisconsin 10. Time to spotlight today's best in the game, brought to you by Old Dominion Freight Line. Old Dominion Freight Line works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Now the deep Michigan has 405 yards of offense, but really for the majority of this game, Taos, this Wisconsin defense has given this team a chance throughout the course of the day.
And you've had a bunch of different guys that have been able to step up, and you're asking a lot from this defense today. There's a lot of talent over on that Michigan sideline, and for the most part, I thought did a good job. Allegro has been flying around. I'm not sure how many tackles he has on the afternoon, but he's flying around. You're seeing Reiger get in the backfield. You see Ben Barton make a big play. Yeah, you know, DP has had a couple of big plays. You just have a lot of guys, and then you have Vinny Anthony on the other side playing his tail off. And now you cut it to 14. We'll see what happens.
The onside try here, looking for the big bounce. It tipped up in the air. Michigan gathers. Channing Goodwin off a deflection. Forced out of bounds inside the 45 of Wisconsin. To your point about Allegro, he has 8 tackles here in this game. Matt Young right behind him. So the Badgers failed attempt at an onside kick. Michigan will take over at the 43 of Wisconsin with 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play. 24-10, the Wolverines.
Hey, you got what you're looking for there. Michigan actually tipped the ball up in the air and unfortunately went to their guy. But I think what this shows today, Wisconsin has, from a compete level, everything else, coaches are going to be really pleased. I thought everybody, this team emptied their bucket today. What you saw is Michigan just has a couple of guys, McCulley and Haynes, just guys that are big-time difference makers. In Wisconsin, everything is just has to be grinded out, and you have a couple of mistakes, it really sets you back.
McCulley, 6 catches, 112 yards, and a touchdown as Underwood will hand it off to Jordan Marshall, and he gets wrapped up by Sebastian Cheeks inside the 40 down to the 39 of Wisconsin, a gain of 4. And coming up in the final 2.5 minutes. Well, now the thing for Wisconsin is to carry this over. You got Iowa next Saturday at 6 o'clock kick at Camp Randall. The Hawkeyes idle this week. And in 2 weeks, you got the top-ranked team in the land coming in at Ohio State. But first things first, I think, as you try to build this program back, beat your rivals. Yep. And they get their first opportunity next Saturday.
And I think there's a lot of things that you can look at and take a ton of positives. I felt like, you know, after that Maryland game, we really had a search for it.
Mm-hmm.
This week, I think you have a bunch there that you can feel good about.
We are at the 2-minute timeout for the Rail Transport broadcast booth. 2 minutes to play, Michigan 24, Wisconsin 10. Back in 1 minute, this is Badger football from Learfield.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of Steel. From blowers to chainsaws, Steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level.
Palms facing you, then you're gonna switch.
You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money.
The mental work.
Together we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
24-10, Michigan leads Wisconsin with 2 minutes remaining here in Ann Arbor at the 2-minute timeout. In case you're wondering, the Badgers have all of their timeouts available. Michigan, it's not that it matters, burned one a little earlier this quarter. By the way, the Brewers are just unleashing on the Cubs.
It's what do we got?
9-1 Brew Crew.
Let's go.
In the top of the third. Everybody all nervous. I don't want to play the Cubs. Of course, it's game one, and they're early.
They're a long way to go.
Need to win 3 of these bad boys.
Well, you can't win. You got to win one to get to 3, right?
Yep. The old line about doubleheaders. You know, you can't win 2 if you don't win the first one. A lot of deep thinkers in baseball. No game tomorrow, by the way. They'll play Monday night at American Family Field.
Kind of a miss not having a couple of games last night.
That was
Friday
a miss by
night.
Baseball. Yep.
Yeah. Throw a couple of games out there. I get not competing and. With the NFL on Sunday, but throw a couple games out there Friday night.
Well, the American League will have a couple games tomorrow in their series. But, yeah, I would say a rather nice start for the Brew Crew after Michael Busch started the game with a home run for the Cubs. The Brewers have been throwing haymakers ever since. So ball at the 39 of Wisconsin, second down and 6 as they predictably here play jump around. Most of the students are, I don't know if they went home, but they didn't stay here. Let's put it that way. To Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Underwood will hand off to Marshall, trying to cut it to his right. That was forced by Allegro, and then his buddies make sure. It's a short gain on the play to the 38. Marshall may have leaned forward for another yard or so. Still a third down coming up for Michigan. Clock running, a minute 45 to play. So the Badgers, if they're going to take those timeouts home with them. The ball's at 38 of Wisconsin, third down and five.
Yeah, another good job there, and it shows a little bit of the difference when it's not Haynes bouncing that ball out. You have a lot of white helmets flying to it still, and I love that at the end of these games. You see that effort continue.
120 remaining. We'll call it third and four, just outside the 37 of Wisconsin. Underwood gets the knee-high snap, and he'll give it to Marshall inside the 35. Marshall fights his way near the 30, and another first down for Michigan. And from there, the Wolverines can run out the clock with Wisconsin not showing any interest in using the timeouts. 105 to play, 24-10 Michigan.
Yeah, it looks like they can take one knee here and be done. And, you know, for a game, a very competitive, the Michigan did end up on the stat line kind of rolling this thing up, 418 to 252. Ended up running it for a 154, but that sounds misleading because a couple of big runs. I think Wisconsin's front held together pretty doggone good.
Yeah, it did. Well, the 30 of Wisconsin, first down. As Underwood will keep it. Now throw it out to Morgan inside the 30. Samaj Morgan inside the 25. Matt Young will take him to the sideline of the 24 of Wisconsin. Gain of 6 with 33 seconds remaining. When that play going out of bounds, we'll stop the clock until the next snap.
Yeah. I love that. You see Greg Crippen, one of the O-linemen. O-linemen are always the smartest cats. Yelling, what are you doing going out of bounds? I'm wondering I'm wondering why they didn't just kneel it.
Yeah, why,
they threw it, but, you know, Crippen, I like that.
On second down, now the handoff to Marshall inside the 20, cutting left inside the 15, inside the 10, and Marshall all the way down to the 5-yard line. Young finally stops him with 25 seconds to play. And if Michigan elects to, it could keep pushing. The clock is running. Down to 22 seconds to play, and Underwood gets him back on the ball. 18 seconds to play. Underwood will give off to Marshall, bangs his way down to about the 3-yard line. Down to 10 seconds to play, and that looks like that will do it here in Ann Arbor this afternoon. The Badgers, with their limitations, fought extremely hard. We know Badger fans expect better. But today, maybe in a small way, a step back in the right direction. It's still about getting the offense right. But Tosh, we said, Pickle uses these words all the time, the competitive spirit. That seemed to be very much there for the Badgers today.
No doubt. This isn't, you know, Wisconsin is not a program about moral victories. But I thought from what we saw against Maryland, I think there was a thought today things could have gotten ugly.
Yep.
And that was not the case. I thought Wisconsin competed their tails off, just fell short. And Michigan just has too much talent on their side of it. And their talent kind of shone, and that was the difference today.
Final score, Michigan 24, Wisconsin 10. We're back with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Jess Sims is always looking to take her performance to the next level. You got this, Jess.
We got this.
And she needs her money to work as hard as she does. That's why she uses U.S. Bank Bank Smartly Checking and Savings, which does exactly that, helping her track her spending and grow her money. Together, we'll achieve more than any of us could alone. That's the power of Jess, and this is the power of us. Visit usbank.com today to get started. Member FDIC, copyright 2025 U.S. Bank.
Every great football team knows the importance of making halftime adjustments. This July, lawmakers passed the One Big Beautiful Bill, and it may mean it's time to adjust your retirement game plan as well. From savings options to required distributions, the second half of your retirement could look different than you expected. That's why we created the Retirement Ready Toolkit. Inside, you'll find my book, Get Retirement Ready, plus complimentary guides to help you prepare. All you need to do is text TAX, T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. That's texting TAX, T-A-X, to 262-578-5657. Make your adjustments now before the clock runs out. Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Advisory services offered through Drake & Associates, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Badger Sports Properties, LLC, is neither a current client nor an affiliated entity of, nor does it endorse Drake & Associates, LLC. The Wisconsin Athletics is a paid sponsorship program.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
From Dane to Bull.
He's gone!
And Gordon to Taylor.
Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets, so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Badger football has been brought to you by American Family Insurance, making life better by protecting your dreams. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. And by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Welcome to the Badger post-game show.
Well, it was 10-7 Michigan at the half, but the Wolverines in the second half really started to assert control. The Badgers offensively had a world of trouble until their final possession. They had a 12-play drive to start the game and a 13-play drive on their final possession that led to a field goal. They had a touchdown to open. But in between, a lot of three and outs, including their first four possessions of the second half. They had 6 3 and outs for the game. Put it all together, and it's Michigan 24, Wisconsin 10. Hunter Simmons and his starting debut for the Badgers, 18 out of 29, 177 yards, one interception. But I thought defensively, again, Justice Haynes, Tausch, he ripped off a 43-yard run in the first quarter, had a couple other good-sized runs. He had to earn his 117. He's a very, very good running back. But I thought the Badgers, on the defensive side, at least gave them a chance here.
Yeah, he's a special talent, and I thought corralled him pretty doggone good. He gave up a couple of big runs, but for the most part, you limited what he was able to do. And I thought defensively, you just kept, our offense continued to put them in a position. If you had the one long drive, if you could have sustained and maybe had a couple of other ones, this might be a different game. But defensively, you just kept putting them out there, and for the most part, they answered the bell almost all day. A couple of great plays by McCulley, their wide receiver, and you just knew once they pulled ahead by more than one score, it was going to be tough sledding because our offense couldn't really find anything really besides that first drive.
McCulley with six catches, 112 yards, and two or three of those with a very high degree of difficulty,
unbelievable,
including one that was originally ruled out of bounds, overturned. He was able to get a foot down inbounds. That was a big overturn, big moment. Michigan went down to score to make it a two-score game. There, Wisconsin just was unable to recover. Vinny Anthony was really good for the Badgers. Nine catches today for 97 yards. Michigan a winner, 24-10. We'll continue with our postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
WEA Member Benefits is proud to support Wisconsin Public School employees. Founded by educators, for educators, everything we do starts with you. For over 50 years, we've provided trusted retirement and investment options, personal insurance, and financial planning programs exclusively for public school employees and their families. Visit WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Jump around with the Badgers right here. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Time for the Case IH Red Zone recap. Whether it's in the stadium or your own field, having the right tools makes all the difference. Own your turf with Case IH at caseih.com/Badgers. Wisconsin 2-2. The two trips, touchdown to start the game, a field goal to end it. Michigan ends up 3 out of 5 in the red zone. This Case IH Red Zone recap brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealers. Learn more at caseih.com/Badgers. Mentioned that first drive. The first quarter was where Dylan Jones did most of his work. Ended up with 17 carries for 63 yards, 3.7 per. But Badgers managed just 75 rushing yards here in the game. So that work in progress continues to be just that. Behind this makeshift offensive line, Davis Heinsohn getting his first start at center as a college player, and Kerry Kodonko playing right guard. We'll see what next week brings, but boy, it'd be nice if they could go tackle to tackle in consecutive weeks and see if they can build something.
Yeah, give these guys a chance to continue to kind of grow. And yeah, it wasn't perfect, and after the first drive, it got a lot tougher. Michigan really knew that their guys up front are good, their linebackers are really good, and they saw that Wisconsin was trying to do a little more gap stuff, and what they wanted to do was put more guys up at the line of scrimmage and shoot their linebackers, and that slowed down this running game. But what we didn't see a lot of today was some of the issues, and you know, you bust my chops a little bit about saying leakage a lot, but there was a lot of that earlier. Today, that cleaned up. There weren't a lot of negative runs. There were some 1 and 2 yard runs, but you just keep kind of pecking away. So I'll be curious what Wisconsin ends up doing. You know, obviously if Renfro can get back and if he can get healthy. But I thought for the most part today, I thought this group held in there, and I thought from what we could have seen, I thought the group did an admirable job, and they're only going to get better as they get more and more work together.
Michigan wins it here this afternoon, 24-10. Our post-game coverage brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers continues in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin. Only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now. Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD, December 2024.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
Badger football all season long.
All the way! 71 yards!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
We want to thank our listeners for following the rapid support over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapids Report at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Postgame coverage continues, brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. Michigan defeats the Badgers 24-10. Looks like it's going final in West Lafayette, Illinois, 43-27. A couple other games about to begin. Penn State at UCLA. Washington is at Maryland. Louisiana Monroe and Northwestern in a non-conference game, and then coming up in about a half hour, Michigan State in Lincoln to take on Nebraska, and then tonight Ohio State at home against Minnesota. Not exactly the most normal ending of a two-possession game. The Badgers not using their timeouts. Michigan, sensing that, still didn't take a knee, tried to score. They get inside the five, and then finally they call off the dogs. That was different.
That's a nice way of
putting it. Different. Michigan ends up winning it here 24-10. Now, if you're the Badgers, it's get ready for Iowa. You got the Hawkeye, a rested Hawkeyes team. they've got a quarterback situation there. Mark Gronowski, their transfer from South Dakota State, got injured fairly late in their game last week against Indiana. Don't know what his status is moving forward, but these rivalry games, they don't have Nebraska. They've made that a rivalry game, but you got Iowa, and at the end of the season, you got Minnesota. You're trying to churn a program, that's a good place to start, see if you can beat those rivals.
Absolutely, and I think, depending on their quarterback situation, and obviously it feels like the rest of this season, Wisconsin, it's going to be, where's Billy? There's going to be, I think, always going to be some questions about that. But what I think it's always going to come down to, and I think from a fan's perspective, we always have looked at ourselves as being the most physical of all these groups. I think Iowa basically took what we did back in the 90s and tried to replicate it. Minnesota did. And now you watched last year, obviously Iowa dominated us physically. Today was a good sign, especially on the defensive side of the ball, because Michigan is very physical. And I thought our group up front were much better suited to battle the Iowas, obviously, than we were last year. So going to be a huge challenge. They're coming into our place. It's going to be a 6 o'clock tip, and we'll see. That'll be a really good measuring stick for where this football team is, because today, even though it was a 14-point loss, I think there's going to be some good things that this group will take away from it, unlike what happened a couple of weeks ago.
All right, we will take a break. We'll hear from Luke Fickell here in just a couple of minutes. Michigan wins 24-10. We'll hear from the head coach coming up in a moment as our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go.
Thief!
Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Badger football lives here.
Oh my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 16th, Maine and Oregon were the first to be sued by the Trump Department of Justice for refusing to provide voter data to be shared within federal agencies. 6 more states have been sued, and it could be a good thing. September 25th, DOJ rolled out complaints for Pennsylvania, Michigan, California, Minnesota, New Hampshire, and New York. In August, Pennsylvania Secretary of State Al Schmidt, a Republican, told DOJ, "Your letter dated August 14 specifically asked for detailed personal and confidential information, including driver's license numbers and Social Security numbers, for all Pennsylvania voters. This request and reported efforts to collect broad data on millions of Americans represent a concerning attempt to expand the federal government's role in our country's electoral process," unquote. States have loudly reminded DOJ that the states and Congress are empowered by the U.S. Constitution for election oversight, not the federal government, and that the requests violate both state and federal privacy statutes. Writing in Election Law Blog, professor of law at LMU Loyola Law School, Justin Levitt, writes that the DOJ legal action could turn out to be a good thing. He said, "Now there will be federal judges carefully examining the claims that DOJ has made about its authority under specific statutes and truly putting them to the test." We've linked to more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Veal.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. We continue with our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Michigan defeats Wisconsin this afternoon, 24-10. A couple minutes ago, Mike Heller caught up with head coach Luke Fickell.
Luke, let's first talk about competing in effort and your thoughts on what your team gave you today.
Well, that's what we asked for. We asked for a competition. We're going to evaluate every play, offense, defense, special teams, and just keep promoting the competitive spirit for the guys that show it. And we saw some of it. Not enough, but, it wasn't from, something that was a lack of. We get wore down a little bit in that second half and give them some credit. So that's a good physical football team that, wore us down a little bit.
It would appear that one of the things that you did in the bye week and getting ready for this one was put a challenge to your offensive line for you to be able to run the football, and you did early especially.
Yeah, we did. We still got to do better. Obviously the very first drive was what we want to be and what we want some things to look like. We just got to find a balance. We got to be able to loosen some things up and, find ways to create and generate some big plays. It's really difficult to methodically in any case. They couldn't methodically drive the ball down the field 12, 13 plays, I don't think, on us. But, the big plays, the shots down the field, the big run, those are the things that, are the difference as much as anything in this ballgame.
Your quarterback, that decision, and then what you thought of Hunter Simmons' play today?
I thought Hunter played with poise. You never really know, right? I mean, this is kind of your third guy. Call it whatever it is. It's another guy that went in, and we hadn't seen play a whole lot of football. We had plans to, obviously play both. But, Hunter went in there and played with some poise. And, after the first drive, we thought that that's the way to continue to go. And I give him some credit. He did some good things. I'm sure there's going to be lots of things we can do a hell of a lot better, and we will. But, that's what you got to be able to see. You got to be able to, and where we are right now and our ability to grow, we got to find the finer things. We got to find the things that give us a chance to be better next week. And to be better next week means we'll be in a better position, in a better place, so we can win some football games.
Defensively, on third and fourth down, you hold them to 5 of 13. You also had the ball available for a couple of turnovers. You didn't get them, but defensively, that was better today, too.
Yeah, three times the ball's on the ground, and we don't get any of them. We have to find ways to create and have some turnovers. That team does a good job at not, that they're going to be somewhat conservative with the young quarterback and not putting the ball at harm's risk. And there's a couple other ones early in the game on the sprint out that Rico had a hand on it, maybe not a great throw. We got to find ways to come down with those, capitalize on those things, and make some of these things a little bit easier as opposed to, have to methodically do everything that you do.
Kind of finish where we started about toughness. That's the style that you want to see as far as competitive and toughness. You got a ways to go, but there was some positives in that way.
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to sit here and try to make, good out of things that we weren't able to finish and do a better job of. But there's some glimmers of things that, of what we want to be and the way we need to be able to do things. Our ability to consistently be able to do them is where we have to get a hell of a lot better. And that's a team that's going to make it really hard on you to do that. I mean, they can play 8, 9, 10 guys across the front. They're big and long in the back end as well. And it's a good football team that, we had some challenges. We had some opportunities. We just weren't able to capitalize.
Coach, great. Thank you. Appreciate it. Back to you, Matt.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Iowa coming in. I know they have the trophy, the Heartland Trophy. It was one of those. Paul Chris used to say we don't need a trophy for this game because of the rivalry itself. There is one. You get to parade it. You played in those games. You know what that's all about. Programs in a lot of ways probably mirror each other. More alike than either side wants to admit, but for you as a college player, one of the fun ones for you.
No doubt about it, and I think for the guys that, Iowa obviously recruits a lot of the same guys, so there's a border, there's also just a sense of pride, and I think, whether it's who has more offensive linemen in the NFL, it's something that I think both teams and both programs really value physicality, and I thought last year Iowa really took it to us, and this is going to be a great opportunity for the Wisconsin Badgers to show that we've gotten some of that back.
All right, let's get on the bus, go watch the Brew Crew. They're playing
go.
Pretty well. Go get a few more runs and go for two. Why not? Just exactly. Just take their will. So the Michigan Wolverines, a winner over the Badgers here this afternoon, a final score of 24 to 10. Stay with us. There is still much more to come with our postgame coverage. Bill Schmidt and Lance Allen ready to roll as the local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs, support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit FSC.com to learn more.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, ag, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa! Again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Hey Badgers, ready to one-up your rivals off the field? Abbott and the Big Ten are back with the We Give Blood Drive. By showing up to donate blood, you can help your school win $1 million for student or community health. Score a limited edition home field designed Wisconsin t-shirt. And most importantly, save lives. Go to BigTEN.org/Abbott to find a donation location and put Wisconsin in the lead. That's BigTEN.org/Abbott.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit AdoptUSKids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
We continue with the postgame brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen. Badgers fall in the Big House to the 20th ranked Michigan Wolverines 24-10 this afternoon. Fall to 2-3 and 0-2 in Big Ten play. Lance, a lot of new out of the bye into a month that was highly discussed. I think if you talk to anybody in the offseason about Badgers football, October in the schedule was the first thing that came to the conversation, to the forefront. And even though this is a program that is far beyond moral victories, and that is not the place that they want to traffic, and you just heard the head coach, he's not going to be in that lane. This was a much better effort than what I think some, and you know, maybe not only just the most pessimistic Badgers fans, were game planning that this could have gotten ugly. And it was far from that, a game that the Badgers brought the fight to the Wolverines. Just a difference in talent, the scoreboard here today.
I agree with you, Billy, in the sense that the team should not be talking about moral victory. You got to get better and you got to be competitive enough to win a game at some point. That being said, and I'm not trying to be Pollyannish, I'm not trying to be, you know, seashells and balloons and all that good fun stuff. I do feel like it was a moral victory today to a degree. Like, they came out, they had a good plan off the bye week. They drove the ball down the field. They did establish a few things. They shocked pretty much everyone by starting Simmons. I don't remember anybody saying that he would start. I think some of us thought, okay, maybe he mixes into the game at some point with what he showed.
Yeah.
And that maybe they would have a short leash on Danny O'Neill or whatever, but only anybody said Simmons is going to start. And I do think that there were certain things, the defense kind of getting back to the defense of what it was. Now, I will also agree, and I think Mark Tauscher said it during the broadcast, is that you can't rely on your defense that much, Billy. Like, literally, you score in the first drive, 7 points. You can't ask much. They eventually wore out, wore down. They're human, too. I thought the defense played overall pretty well today. Yeah, you know, Bryce Underwood threw for a season-high 270 yards today. The weak point, and it's shocking, but the weakest point of that defense is the back end. I think the front seven, the remade front seven, Allegro, they've got some active guys. And it's like they've done a pretty good job in that department. But overall, I think they need to be better on the back end. They need to create some more turnovers, and they need to flip the field at some point in order to really make these games interesting.
I couldn't agree with you more. And McCulley ultimately has two of the biggest plays through the air, and one of which is the overturned ball down the sideline. And then I think three plays later, they're into the end zone. He breaks two tackles and cruises in for six. And to your point, you know, a year ago, when we got to these points that we're at coming up this week, where the Badgers will take on the Iowa Hawkeyes, in arguably the worst result of 2024, outside of the home losses and all that, that was the one where it felt like they lined up, told you what they were going to do, and then did it and kind of rubbed your face into it. They went and made a concerted effort in the offseason to beef up front. And to your point, I thought they were much better here today. Yeah. And there was a little bit of a lull in that Big House crowd. And if you are going to put a shock into somebody, you need that to be a part of it. And I thought that was absolutely here the case, but just far too little too late offensively. Dylan Jones was phenomenal on that first drive. A lot of it, 12-play drive, Billy, to start, and they wanted to establish the run early in physicality.
Some type of identity. And what is it? Okay, you don't have, you know, the offense under Longo anymore. So what are you going to do? Okay, maybe under Jeff Grimes, you go a little bit more back to, you know, you can't totally revert back to retro 90s Barry Alvarez football, but you can at least work the tight ends in. You can establish the run. You know, you can use those big guys up front. I thought Luke Fickell was pretty honest in his assessment of that opening drive, the offensive line. They got what they wanted out of them, but they need to do better. And I do think during certain parts of the rest of the game, they didn't do as well.
Yeah.
But that being said, I think you finally saw the ability of Dylan Jones. I think they were looking for, and we mentioned it too before, Billy, you can't really do a total running back by committee. And I know a lot of people out there are probably going, oh, come on, bro. Like they had Moss and Fletcher back in the day, and they had, you know, James White, and they had, you know, Monte Ball, and they had all these guys in the backfield or whatever. But at some point, somebody's got to take the ball and take over. And for a long time, it was splitting carries between what, two or three guys?
Yes.
Both for this year. I actually like the fact that they went with one guy and kind of rode him for a little bit, the hot hand, whatever you want to say, or had a game plan where this is our guy. And so at least they figured out maybe a few things where they had a little more of an identity to that.
Yeah, and I thought this was, especially the first drive. Again, the first drive couldn't have gone much better for the Badgers as you march down the field and you are able to establish the ground game, the physicality, a 75-yard touchdown drive in which you're powering the football. And that's a script that gets written during the bye week, during the week of prep. And if you're looking at some positives, that's absolutely one. They followed the script, and it was a good one. It was one that worked out well. However, in a game in which you have 6-3 and outs, including first four to start the second half, in a game that's a one-score game, I'm talking to Mike Heller during halftime, and it's one in which you thought Michigan was going to do what they kind of did on that first drive.
Oh, Billy,
they were
going to
reestablish what they had, an 11-play, 66-yard drive. It chews off over 5.5 minutes. Yep. They miss the field goal. You come out of that. Yep. Even if that would have gone through the uprights, it's still a one-score game, and you're right there. Fickell said it during halftime, make this a four-quarter game. Sadly, unable to do that because there was just far too little offensively. But again, in a game in a program that you're not going to pump your chest over a game where you kept it within the number. Like, this isn't a battle, even though some might have called that the cover play on the field goal in the final 3.5 minutes. But it's one where that's not what you're going to be prideful of.
Right.
But you do need to, and I thought Matt and Mark alluded to it a number of different times. You have to put benchmarks together and stepping stones where you're trying to rebuild this thing right now. And this is one where you won't feel this is going to be good film for you to go back at because there are some positives, albeit in a difficult, frustrating result.
And I'll take it the other direction because you kind of hinted at it. So now I'll go. I started a little more on the positive end. Here's the more, whether you want to call it negative, whether you want to call it critical, whatever you want to call it, what, you know, rubber meets the road, whatever it is, Billy. As much as I love the 12-play, 75-yard drive to start this game, you kind of touched on it. You did little of nothing offensively to follow that up. Your next drive was 6 plays, 22 yards, and as you mentioned, 3 plays, punt. 5 plays, punt. 3 plays, punt. 4 plays, punt. That was the rest of your first half, and I think the 6-play drive was also a punt, too. So you punted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more times. 5 times in the first half alone.
Yeah.
After that very impressive drive, you can't do. You're right. It was a one score game, or it was tied, or you had the lead for a short amount of time, or you could have made things even more interesting. Did I expect them to win this game? No, I didn't expect them. But and ultimately, you look at the score and you look at some of the things they established. It was a little bit better. But there are some things that could have been a lot more better, and that would have been one of them. Billy is. You just get into field goal range, have a little bit of a sustained drive and kick a field goal and then really put pressure on the Wolverines to make plays.
No doubt about it. And being able to take the football away is still something that you're looking for and yearning for defensively, albeit in a game where the defense was pretty dang good and definitely locked up all outside of a 47-yard breakaway touchdown for a guy that, I don't know, might win the Heisman Trophy. He's definitely going to be, I think, in New York, the way that he's putting it together. Badgers fall here today to the 20th-ranked Wolverines, 24-10. Our postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, this is Brian Butch. Just like the Badgers, Potosi Brewing Company knows what it means to be part of a winning team. That's why they created Varsity Golden Ale, brewed with Wisconsin Athletics in mind. And the results are in. In one short year, Varsity has become one of the top-selling Golden Ales in the state. Even better, sales of Varsity have created significant impact for Wisconsin student athletes through NIL. So next time you're cheering on the Badgers, grab a Varsity Golden Ale and be part of the team.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs. Support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit FSC.com to learn more.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Welcome back. It's the postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. Badgers fall to the Wolverines today, 24-10 at the Big House in Michigan. A valiant effort here today. A quarterback change, one that we're going to talk about here inside the locker room reports with our friend Mike Heller as well as we continue. But before we do all that, take 10 seconds to allow our local stations to identify themselves. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hunter Simmons gets the start here today, Lance Allen, and 18 of 29 for the former Slukey of Southern Illinois. I said it with Mike Heller during the halftime, and I beat this drum quite often on my daily show that there are positives to the transfer portal. One in which, in a world that we live and bask and sometimes soak too often in the negativity and the pessimism of things, this is a young man that a graduate transfer has the opportunity to go and test himself at the Division I level. I don't know that Hunter Simmons, even in his most optimistic viewpoints, thought that he was going to be the road starter in game five, second game of Big Ten play. But I thought the young man